is a spoiler-filled review of The Witch, starring Anya Taylor-Joy, Ralph Ineson, and Kate Dickey. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause, come back to it later, think about it when you see the movie already. Otherwise, I'm about to spoil this movie. So alright, the synopsis as follows is, a family in the 1630s, New England, is torn apart by the forces of witchcraft, black magic, and possession. So, this movie. I've heard some things about it. I've actually looked online before I actually watched the whole thing. I was like, alright, I'm not sure. I was tired. I was like, let me see if it's good enough for me to watch. Boy. The movie, I want to say it's bad, but I want to say it's good. It's one of those things where online they mentioned that it's a slow burn. And yes, the burn, it's very, very slow. I'm talking about it takes at least 1 hour for anything to happen of any significance. And that's crazy, because you think about it, the runtime for this movie is an hour and a half. So the last half an hour was all action, all leading up to the final bit of the movie. So for me, I'm like, yo, this movie is boring, but it wasn't bad. It's one of those things where you swear if it had like a sequel to it, or even like a part two, like The Mockingjay, like, all right, that's how I felt like. It felt like Mockingjay Part 1. It's like, okay, there's a second one coming out, hopefully. If not, then it's like, oh, that's it? Okay, I guess. It just had everyone scratching the theaters. To be honest, I was inside the theater, and there's at least, like, two other couples that's in there, and we all had the same expression on our face, like, oh, yeah. And we looked at each other, was like, I guess that the movie's over. All right. Good night, everybody. it was a strange movie, but at the same time, there's a whole lot of talking dialogue for the first hour, which barely sets up what's going to happen at the end of the movie. They could have made this movie into maybe an hour-long TV movie, which would be perfectly fine. They could have cut off a lot of parts of it. Because a lot of parts of this, them talking, you know, walking around a bit. From the trailer, you think that a lot of stuff will happen. I was expecting the witch to mess with them a little bit more. But she didn't mess with them too much until closer to the end of the movie. So it's like, oh, she semi-messed with them, like, a little bit in the beginning. And then she didn't come back for, like, another, like, 20 minutes. And then she messed with them maybe one more time. And it's like, it felt like the burn was too spread apart. It really was too spread apart. It was just, it semi-burned, and then you kind of, like, have, like, a pot on fire, and, like, you put it down to the very lowest point of where it's still lit, and you leave it there, and you have a big pot, like a crock pot, and it's like, oh, my food should be done. It's like, nope, food is nowhere done, food is still cold, this really is not doing anything for me, until you actually be like, all right, let me actually turn it up. I'm like, let's turn it up all the way. Screw it. Let's do it all the way. And that's how it was for the last half an hour. So, for me, I wouldn't advise anyone to go see it. I really want to be honest. If I'm being honest, I'll tell you, wait till this movie's on the TV. And even then, wait till like the last half an hour of the movie. You're not going to miss much. There's not much of any dialogue that they had in the first hour of the movie that you're going to be like, oh, I need to see this and I need to hear it. Like, not really. No. The last half an hour sums up everything pretty nicely. And yeah, this felt like this writer, it looks like this is one of his first movies, I believe. I'm not sure. Actually, no, it's not his first movie. Just that he hasn't had many movies under his belt. So, I can see this being like a pet project for him. Like, all right, get your writing skills up, and then eventually you get to the big time. So it showed it in the movie itself. It just felt like a little indie film. Even for an indie film, it's like, No, it should have been a very high school project-y kind of feel. So it's visuals look good, but yeah, otherwise, yeah, it felt too slow. It really did feel too slow. It's the one of those movies where there's too much lag time between events that happened, and it doesn't keep you interested in actually wanting to watch the movie, to be honest. So it's not. But again, it's not bad, but it's semi-boring. That's probably the best word to put for it. Semi-boring, and if they did edit in well, then it'd probably have been a better movie. That's probably the best thing I can say for you. So, yep, that's what I thought. What do you guys think? Comment down below, tell me what you thought, and let me know on my social media if you liked this review that I had, or if you didn't like this review. I'm welcome to all comments. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Dwight Antc. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. And I'll catch you later. I'm out.